It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician.
It's hard to look at that, isn't it?
Our internist, an addiction medicine specialist. He has a nice picture of an infected penis on the desk. And even though he has 30 pages and only one of them has a picture of an infected penis on it, that's the one that resides at the top, face up, so that I can stare at it while I'm doing the show.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. That's like, why you should turn it over and not have it at the top.
The reason it was here is I was going to dispense with it.
Okay, well, please.
May
dispense.
I?
Yes, you may dispense with it.
A call from... got a
well,
email.
Hold on. Oh, that kind of dispense. I thought you meant dispense, like get rid of it.
No, I mean take care of it.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Eddie K. Thomas is here.
Good evening, gentlemen.
From American Pie 2 and also the original American Pie.
You remember
him as Finch and... I saw the original American Pie, and I enjoyed it just like everyone else seemed to.
People like it.
Yeah,
it was a bit popular.
It had a big impact.
It was insane, absolutely insane. And you know, a weird. You know, people relate to it, and they love it, and they seems to affect some people's lives. So, you know, kind of like your show.
And except for it affected people's lives in a good way.
And sometimes. Mostly affected the people performing in the show, too.
Right. Made them some money.
Yeah.
Well. But, you know, and it... You know, it was like I don't think it was a big budget film. It was a big
the
studio
original,
film.
The original title of the original script was Untitled Teenage Sex Comedy that you can make for, that you'll probably hate, but we think audiences will love and you can make for under $10 million.
Right. And that was, truer words were never spoken.
Never.
And it just sort of, that's the thing that's scary about movie making, is some things touch a nerve or strike a chord and other ones don't. And yes, it is oftentimes based on where the movie's good or where the movie blows. But this movie really struck a chord, and I'm guessing number two will as well, which is coming out this Friday the 10th, by the way.
It sure is. Yeah, people are digging it. We had our premiere last night, and there was some laughing going on and happiness.
And this is basically everyone was in their senior year on the first one, or at least close to
it.
Yeah,
we graduated at the end of the first one, so we can no longer be in a high school movie. And now we're back in Michigan.
You can be, at least judging by our callers.
That's true. You can emotionally be in high school.
No, we're a very mature group of characters.
I mean, our callers are 32, going back and dating high school
age
kids.
Right. Well, this is a different part of the world, and we're back in Michigan a year later, our first summer back, and dealing with the problems of being back after college. Things are a bit weird, you know. Things aren't the same. People are growing up.
When did they realize they wanted to do a two?
I think I got the call about maybe a year and a half ago. And because they knew it was going to, because everybody became a movie star all of a sudden. You know,
right.
It wasn't, you know, easy to get everybody back. So they started about February last year. I got the call.
So the movie was released in what month of last year?
July 7th, 1999.
Oh, it was 99.
The biggest day of my life.
Hmm.
So they knew then how long later? Was it?
Well,
was it
I'm not in those Universal meetings.
You're not?
I'm not on the front lines.
Drew, what went on in that meeting? Oh, you weren't there either?
Not me.
Jesus Christ.
Shocking.
I'm a prop. I do what I'm told.
But the point is they saw the success of it and then greenlit the
It seemed
sequel.
Like a good investment.
Right.
$10 million turning into 100 usually sounds good. So they wanted to do that again.
Right. I'm always amazed when movies come out. I mean, I'd like to see a breakdown between, you know, what movies cost and what movies have made the most over the last 10 years. But it just seems like such a horrible risk to do Battlefield Earth at $100 million. Why do it? Why not? Why not just do, you know, Scary Movie or
12.
It's
14.
And it's,
you know, these movies that cost $200 million and then you make $200 million, we could have all just stayed home and saved time and been in the same position.
Right.
There's no logic to it, but we're all playing the game. Having a great time, too.
And you got another movie coming out.
Stolen Summer. It was, I don't know if you guys heard about the Project Greenlight thing.
Right,
was,
the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon thing.
Yeah, and Yeah, you know, they got thousands of scripts from around the country and picked one wonderful one. And a guy named Pete Jones won, and they got Aidan Quinn and Bonnie Hunt, Brian Dennehy, Kevin Pollak.
Wow.
It's some serious acting is what they're doing in there. And
it would seem like the script would be pretty good, too.
I thought it's a genius idea because you get, I think they got about 8,000 scripts. And
right.
You're going to get something good out of that.
Well, yeah, and also so much of Hollywood is making scripts that are kind of trust me. I mean, based on the guy's previous work or his last script or this is the sequel or this is the prequel. But this is pretty organic.
This
you
was
get 8,000 scripts, you pick the best.
Yeah, and this was a guy who really cared about something and sat in his living room in his kitchen and, you know, made a script, not listening to studio executives, and just wrote a really moving piece.
I'm the same way, Drew. You'll back me up on this. I care about stuff, and I sit in my living room, too, but the only difference is I don't write a script. I just sit, I just sit in my living room.
It either has to involve pornography or Ginzu knives.
Yeah, I just sit in my living room and watch television. All right, so also, what about the WB show?
I'm joining the WB family, actually starting in a few days. It's a new show called Off Center. Chris and Paul Weitz, who directed the original American Pie, are executive producing it. And it's me and a guy named Sean McGuire, big pop star over from London, who's made the move to America to be on the WB.
What's the story?
Two guys graduate Oxford, come to New York, get a wild and crazy apartment, and have wild and crazy adventures every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. on the WB.
You do an accent?
No, I'm an American gone to London,
there.
Come back.
Okay.
But he's got an accent, a real live accent, and a really good one, too.
Perfect. And Freddy Got Fingered, I never saw.
You didn't get around to that?
No, but I just...
That's a surprise.
I heard horrible things about it. Not about you, just about the movie, and I steered clear of it. Drew, did you see that?
No.
No.
I think you guys would...
It's
educational.
Does it deserve its rap?
We weren't making The Godfather.
Right.
You know, we weren't trying to change the course of movie making. We were making a Tom Green movie. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great movie to have on your bookshelf for that night when you're like, I got to look at that again because that guy just gave birth to a baby and swung it around an umbilical cord.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, he's there's some...
Hey, you know, there's good grody humor.
Yeah, and there's an audience out there for that movie.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
They're in prison, but yeah.
They will get out and rent the movie.
All right.
I will get a check.
All right, Drew?
Yep.
You ready to rock?
I am.
What was the budget on Freddy Got Fingered, by the way?
I think we turned some profit. I think it was under 20 and we made about 19. So.
Oh, really?
I think.
Well, don't movies eventually make money? I mean, on DVDs and videos and pay-per-view and all that.
I don't know if Tom Green's popular in Zimbabwe, but they release these. I mean, American movies go all over the world.
You know what? That's something. When I was in Italy a couple weeks ago, there were movie ads on every bus stop and every side of every building. I thought to myself, oh, my God, that's why movies are such a big deal, because they go everywhere.
I was just in Europe, too, and it's insane that, you know, you think you're in America, you see American movies, that we just see them, but, you know, those movies that don't turn profit here go over to France, and the French.
No problem.
Well, some of them, they become like Hasselhoff in Germany.
Jerry Lewis.
Like, what's a dog over here is a king over there, and probably vice versa. David?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
My girlfriend, she has, I was fingering her one time, and up inside of her, there was a tampon, but not a tampon. It wasn't a tampon, but it was, like, skin, and it was hard.
You sure it wasn't a tampon?
Yeah. All she said it wasn't. And
it was, like, white cotton skin with a string on it?
No.
But not a tampon.
No, it was just like the shape of it. It would look like, and it felt like that. And it was
some women have very long, firm, narrow cervix, and it can stick down into the vagina.
Well, maybe he was feeling a hymen. No?
No, a cervix.
You didn't take it out and look at it?
No, you couldn't do that.
Was it like, what would look like that?
A finger?
It was just like finger length up there. I could stick my fingers up there.
Yeah, they can be long and narrow like that.
They
can stick down like this, the vagina here. They can stick way down in like that.
Right. So you could bottom out relatively quickly.
Easily, yeah. You feel it.
Still, there's a certain satisfaction in that, right?
I know Adam, you've been searching for that woman.
Trying to hit the bottom for a long
midgets
time now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've extended my search into the animal kingdom.
Indeed.
Hey, David?
Yeah.
So it's probably all right. That's just the way she's cut out.
Yeah, it's fine.
So
That's just her.
Nothing, no problems or anything?
If what we're surmising to be the case is in fact the case, sure, it's normal.
Okay, and then she was also saying the other day she was running or something. She had like a pain in her side, and she said that.
Yeah.
That would probably just be just from...
Well, that could have been your class ring.
Yeah.
Sometimes they move around up there.
No one's ever had a pain in their side while running, have they?
Not that I've heard of.
Shocking.
Well, just...
All right, listen, Dave. David has finally found a woman to hold still long enough for him to finger bang, and he doesn't want anything to happen to her, and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
When I was 17, if I found a girl who let me have my way with her...
Oh, forget it.
I would have kept her in a mason jar underneath my house and just fed her like I'd captured a butterfly or something.
Let's face it, probably wouldn't have been a living person anyways.
Well, that's true. Very true. All right, David. Yeah, you all right? Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Good right. times there, buddy. All right?
Okay.
All right. There you go. Kathy?
Hey.
Oh. Hey.
Hey, Kathy, hold on a second. I didn't dispense with the penis picture.
You're 14, all right.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Drew made a mistake a couple of weeks ago, which was what? What did you say over the air, Drew?
I said, send me pictures. Yeah, that I can't get a description that means anything out of our callers when they call with skin problems.
Right.
So I said, you know, we live in a day and age when you can just take a digital picture of your rash and email it to us. What's our email address?
I was hoping for a boob rash, not a dork rash.
It's loveline@earthling.net. And here's one from Crazy Effer.
Uh-huh. And that's his penis?
And that's his penis.
Is that actual
crazy
size?
Effing and penis. He's, that's blown up 10 times.
Seems like he chubbed up a little for the shot.
And he's worried that he has human papillomavirus or warts. And what I see here, as ill fortune would have it, this is a difficult to... thing to nail down with just looking here, but I think that's more of a pearly penile papule.
Let me see that.
Taste?
Well, I love the smell of Xerox paper, you know, and I love the smell of a good penis, too, so I figure, you know, these are my two favorites. Yeah, there's his penis, and there are a couple little white flakes on there.
But they could be warts, but it looks more like pearly papules.
Yeah, looks like little whiteheads. Eddie?
I agree.
Yeah.
The great part was that was the first thing I saw when I walked in here tonight. Was just
we've never had that here sitting here.
I'm sure everyone isn't studying penis pictures all night, every day here.
But that was fairly effective.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a good shot of what
that
was.
That's my point. Compare that to the years of listening to descriptions of nothing.
Well, let me...
It was a good shot, too. You got to consider that he had to take that shot or someone had to take that shot. You know, the light was right.
It was well lit. I don't think he needed the fan going, but the movement in the pubic hair was a nice effect.
I'm a fan of the fan.
He got the good angle.
Yeah, he got the infected area right.
His best side.
Yeah, here's what that would have sounded like over the air if he'd called up to describe it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, my dick has got, like, cottage cheese on the bottom.
No, it's going to be like
the
this.
Top.
Dude, I got, like, a zit, but it's not a zit, but it's kind of like a zit. When you squeeze it, nothing comes out, but it's a zit, dude, and it's... Well, no, it's not...
All right. Well, now we got a picture.
Right.
And listen, ladies, if you have problems, too, feel free to send those pictures in.
Oh, just rash. Rash is good for the pictures, especially.
What about a little before and after? What if something worked out?
I know. you know what I mean? Last night we had a huge areola discussion.
Remember? Yes. I would like that. I would like to settle that via a photograph.
Yeah, yeah.
Kathy?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Okay, I'm just calling because me and my friend were kind of talking about something, and I just wanted to know if giving oral means you're not a virgin anymore.
I think that's a great question. What does virginity mean to you?
I'm not really sure.
That's a great answer, actually, because I think so many people have decided that virginity is a technicality that they themselves are going to sort of define. Well, virgin is, you know, you can have a penis so far in, but not quite that far in, but you can have anal sex, but you can't. You know, we hear this all the time, Adam, right?
Yeah.
And really, virginity ultimately was meant to refer to chastity. And so oral sex would really be sort of a non-virgin maneuver. And certainly in years gone by, oral sex came after intercourse.
Yeah.
I've heard this a lot.
I like to be finished off that way too, Drew. Go ahead.
People worrying about oral losing your virginity. But then I've also heard more often that there's girls out there that have anal before vaginal.
To protect their virginity.
Because when you have anal, you're still a virgin.
Yeah, that's not.
But don't do oral.
Right. Hey, Kathy.
Totally nuts. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. There's two types of virginity. There's the virginity that you have for yourself, for your own peace of mind or self-worth or whatever.
Your value.
And then there's your own values. And then there's the technical virginity.
Yeah.
That is for the outside world, and that's what's most important. Mm-hmm. So, that yes. And here's why the oral sex. Yeah.
Well, technical virginity is just the plane of the vagina being violated, right?
I know, but...
With a penis.
I know, but there are, let's say, guys who might be hung up with this, or girlfriends who may judge, or clergy or family members, or faculty.
Don't you think clergy, family, and faculty would be more in the sort of chastity realm?
Yeah, they would. That's why you don't tell them about the BJ part.
I don't think a guy that gave oral would feel like he lost his virginity.
Oh, that's a good point.
To a girl.
If that's satisfied a girl.
Not at all.
That's great.
If he tried to pass that off as losing his virginity in front of other guys, he'd get a nice rat's tail.
We made a whole movie called American Pie about that.
That is actually a great point.
Yeah.
That is a great point.
Thank you, Dr. Drew.
So, Kathy.
Yeah.
So here's the good news. I think about oral sex. You can be a slut on the inside, but on the outside, when you finally do lose your virginity to that guy you think you're in love with 15 months from now, you can tell him you're a virgin. And then don't say, but I've blown a truckload of guys. Just leave it at virgin.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I ask
Adam, are you proud of yourself? She's 14.
I am. I mean, no, I'm not. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask one quick other question. Can you get hepatitis type A from giving a blowjob? Like
A? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'm just asking.
Why are you worried about A?
Well, if the guy has B, can you get it on your mouth?
B?
What? Yes. What?
I'm asking why are you worrying about these particular types of hepatitis?
Well, she blew this drifter and she saw some track marks
B,
on him.
Were you vaccinated against B?
Hmm?
Maybe you don't know what these different types are.
Which one's which?
A is the one you get from traveling, like in Mexico, and it makes you sick, very sick for a few weeks, and then it's over.
You only get it in Mexico?
Well, I mean, in undeveloped countries, it's the oral fecal transmission type thing.
Okay, all right.
The B is the one you should be vaccinated against. It's very contagious, but it's body fluid and usually blood. C is like HIV. It's not very contagious, but it's a real serious problem. It often usually becomes chronic and often results in cirrhosis and often liver cancer.
I was told by my school counselor that I wasn't eligible for any of the hepatitis except for D.
There's D.
Yeah.
There's
he said you could get D. I don't think you could pull the
there's
C
There's a
or
delta
B
factor.
Off.
Yeah, you could have that.
Yeah, he said I could have D. A, out of the question. B, iffy. And C, maybe C minus.
D.
Hepatitis, but more
Delta.
D.
That
more
girl
D.
was really thinking out the oral thing, huh?
Yeah.
Every little aspect. Yeah. Right? She wanted to cover
her
bases. She's
going to make a career out of it. Yeah, she may be a virgin well into her 30s. But be like a Hoover. Ryan? Ryan.
Caller who goes by Ryan with the... Oh, boy. From Phoenix?
All right. We'll just put him on hold. And
hey, I got to tell you something. Did I tell you about that radio show I did in Phoenix a couple mornings ago?
Yeah, you did. Okay. Anyway. Hey, Bruce.
No, did I?
Hey,
this is kind of an interesting story.
All right. How interesting could it be if you're going to tell me?
No,
this is coming out of your mouth.
Well, good point, but I think you'll appreciate it. Yeah,
All right, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I'm not going to tell you. No, I'm not going to tell you.
No,
screw you. I'm not going
to
tell you.
Now everyone wants to know.
No.
See,
I'm not that interested.
Thank you. Eddie doesn't care, but you can't do this to the listeners. They think a good story's coming, so let's hear it.
There was a patient and friend called me and said, you know, my niece just called me. They're having this radio promotion in Phoenix. The most famous person you know, if they call within the next 5 minutes, did I tell you about this?
Oh, no, but radio stations do that all the time.
But this was an interesting promotion. You win a trip to Scotland. You get to go see U2. It was quite a trip. So I said, oh, fine, I'll call in.
The next 5 minutes.
Yeah, so I call in, and I'm on hold, and the guy announces, well, here's what we got. We've got Greg Kinnear,
Right.
Martin Sheen.
What?
Dennis Quaid. And I thought, oh my God.
Yeah,
and I listened to them calling, and that's who it was.
And
I thought, oh my God.
Then Dr. Drew.
Yeah, like I have a prayer.
Right.
But so I thought that was
where'd they send
amazing.
Her? Bakersfield?
No, of course she didn't win. But isn't that interesting how they can that could have Phoenix?
I guess people are connected. Or, I don't know. I mean, what do you do? Check for ID? I mean, how do you know
It would be the world's best imitations.
All right. And no one would question you because, like, who would get Drew to call? I mean, they get a real celebrity,
That's right.
Bruce?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
You're 35. What's
hey,
up?
Adam, before I forget, mahalo. What does that mean?
Uh-oh. Yeah, what does... I've been... I actually...
You've never been to Hawaii.
I have been to Hawaii, but your show is a guilty pleasure of mine, and I started saying that, and I think
Thank
I started
you.
Saying it wrong.
I got a buddy of mine who's in the army in Hawaii. He said that was a colloquialism for goodbye in Hawaiian.
Not really.
Well, I assumed it was Hebrew.
How could he live in Hawaii and think mahalo means goodbye?
Mahalo.
That's thank you. But the Hawaiians, as I've said, are the most laziest people in the world. That's why they have those huge guts and those big calves. They just sit around all day shucking pineapple. And so what they said is look, let's not invent a word for every word. Let's come up with one word that covers maybe 15 or 20 words, and then we only have to have three or four words in our language, and we'll save some energy when we're talking.
Aloha.
Aloha and mahalo are like, aloha is the coming and mahalo is sort of the going.
But mahalo is more thank you than just goodbye.
Yeah, but it's like aloha is you know, welcome and hello and all that.
And you make it sound Hebrew.
And it's
yeah, I thought it was Hebrew too.
And
see?
It strikes your ear strangely when you go to Hawaii because you don't hear aloha, but you hear mahalo every 5 minutes.
Right.
The stewardess has started in with, the flight attendant started in with, thank you and mahalo. Thank you, mahalo.
And it's interesting that aloha made it back, but mahalo never made it back.
On every trash can, it says mahalo. I thought it meant like
trash.
Trash, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Well, I brought mahalo to the States. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go, Bruce. Thank you.
Anyway.
Thank you and mahalo.
Here's my situation.
Yes.
I got a friend of mine. She's struggling with addiction, you know, mm-hmm. mostly cocaine and some other drugs. But... Anyhow, I've been sober for, you know, 3+ years, and she stays with her parents because they're helping her out, you know, because she gets in trouble and, you know, goes to rehab over and over and over and over. You know, they got a little bit of money.
Right.
And anyway, we've been friends for many years. You know, we were friends when we were addicted, and, you know, and now, you know, her parents don't think that we should be associating because they feel that as a result of our past association that... that it's going to bring her down.
Let's ask this. How thorough and sincere is your recovery?
Well, like I told you last week,
last week?
Yeah, I talked to you Thursday. I haven't touched anything. It's been over 3 years since February 13th.
So no, nothing. No alcohol, no pot, no nothing.
No, just I smoke. That's all I do. I smoke cigarettes. That's it.
Okay.
You know, I work out. That's what I place.
Okay. And why would they object to you being around? You'd be a good influence.
Well, they feel that based on their, they were pretty ignorant to begin with. They, you know, they didn't had no idea what was going on. Mm-hmm. But now what they've learned is she goes to Al-Anon. Why don't you maybe go to their family?
No, wait a second. Are you having sex with this woman?
No.
All right. So what do you
care? Do you want to?
Well, why are you working so hard?
She wants to.
No, we're friends. We've been friends.
You like her physically?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We're more friends.
I know.
Forget the friend
You're more friends because she won't let you have sex with her.
No, that's not true at all. I mean, if I, you know, I could call her up right now. I just got off the phone with her. She could come over right now, you know. But, I mean, it's not a matter of...
Okay, but how old is she?
She's 26.
She's 26. You're 35. You're single?
Yeah.
And you have no interest in her?
We're just friends. Back when we were, you know, years ago, I mean, you know, we used to sleep together, but that was, again, it wasn't even, it was basically two friends masturbating together, you know, I mean, it wasn't a matter of a relationship, you know.
Hold on, that's another good WB series idea. Write that down, Drew. One guy's from Scotland, the other guy's from Jersey, and they whack off together.
Two guys,
beautiful.
Two guys, a girl, and a...
Whack bib. Hey, Bruce?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's a big girl. She's living at home. She's getting her life straight. Why don't you just... And her parents are a pain in the ass. And I understand because, look, parents' parents have been blaming me for years.
Oh, I couldn't imagine you being a negative influence on anyone. That'd be shocking.
My buddy, the Weeze, smokes more weed than Jerry Garcia ever did. And I never smoked weed. He got me smoking weed, but yet his mom would always go like, oh, that Adam, I don't trust him. He's like massaging your lungs and French kissing you and blowing weed into your mouth. Their parents have huge denial. I actually had a school counselor in a open house meeting with other parents discuss me and my placement where I was sitting too close to their child. By the way, that's how you know you're a bad student. When your name is coming up in parent-teacher conferences that don't involve your parents or your teacher, you're just in the class.
Not in a positive tone.
Right, right. You got to move him away from that Adam Carolla. That guy's trouble. He'll take you, he'll take you down with him.
Now, listen, for Bruce, if she is in a program right now, there must be a family component of treatment, and maybe you can go in and participate with that and sort of get the family to open up about this. And maybe if there's a facilitator, they can sort of get a little reality
going.
She's
26. Let her make her own decisions.
Right. There you go.
Thank you. Eddie K. Thomas is here from American Pie 2, which is out this Friday. We'll take a little break, and we'll be back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, except for that's not Dr. Drew.
He's definitely not.
He's calling the hospital. His pager went off. Eddie K. Thomas is our guest tonight. You know him as Finch from American Pie, and also as Finch from American Pie 2, which is coming out this Friday in theaters everywhere.
All over the place.
And what was the budget for... Well, I guess the budget was higher because they had to pay the talent more, right?
Yeah, we were... I made some more money, but yeah, they're movie stars now, so
right.
We doubled the budget, but we also got a lot of cooler stuff, you know, better food.
Oh yeah,
bigger craft service table, just an all around. We had some security guards, so they were spending their money, spending it wisely.
Where did you film it?
Here, Los Angeles, California. Making it look like Michigan. Lake Michigan is a huge part of the film, and it's actually the Pacific Ocean. Believe it or not.
Really?
Movie magic. It's a wonderful thing. It was a local thing, as was the first one, Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right. Didn't you guys go out of town, though, to do the first one, to like Bakersfield or something, some area?
Not so much.
It wasn't out of town?
We went to Monrovia once.
Ooh.
Is that out of town? No, that's not out of town.
No, I don't know what... Oh, you know what movie I think I was thinking of was, I don't know, Urban Legend or some crap like that.
No, we're a local, we're local hire, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
That saves some money, right?
Right.
And
you shot it all in town.
Shot it all here. It's very impressive watching these movie types make magic happen and avoid palm trees and...
Right. All the stuff that would be the L.A. tip-off. Drew, you all right?
I'm great.
Call the hospital?
Yep.
Everyone alive?
Everything's cool.
Leaf?
Hi.
Or Leif?
Leaf.
Leaf.
That's
what's
my
up
nickname.
There, Leaf?
Hi, Adam, did you get my the Tom Vu tape I sent you for your birthday?
Oh.
No, I did not get the Tom Vu tape.
Oh, damn.
Man.
Oh.
I love Tom Vu.
Yeah, I know. My friend from high school, like taped it for some reason. He's kept it all these years. I made a copy.
Is he in jail right now?
No, he's a psychiatrist.
Send me another. He's where?
He's a psychiatrist.
Send me another Tom Vu tape. For those of you who don't know what Tom Vu is, he is one of these late night infomercial guys. Except for he's going to tell you how to make money in real estate with no money down.
But he's not Mr. Question Mark, is he?
No, not the guy with the question mark blazer, that insane guy who's all beaked up on speed, who's standing out front of the Capitol building screaming about getting free stuff from Pueblo, Colorado. I hate that son of a bitch. But Tom Vu's a real infomercial icon. He's from, where is he, Vietnamese? Is he Vietnam? Oh, Leaf doesn't know.
I come in both.
Yeah, he was great because most guys do an infomercial and they sort of beg you to take their course. It'll be good. You'll be glad you did it. But not Tom Vu. He would challenge you. You weak. You're too chicken to make money. You don't want to get off your fat ass round eye and make a dollar. And you go, you see this picture? That's me. That's me and my 14 brothers and sisters. We come over in tuna can from Vietnam. I come to this country, I clean dishes for a living. But I parlay, and he'd be great, so he'd challenge you. You know, you man enough, you too weak, you can't make money. But if you want to be a man, you take my course. And he'd have this great, had this great mansion in somewhere in Florida, like Key West or something. And he'd go, you see that Ferrari? That's my toy. You see Lamborghini? That's my toy. This house? That's where I keep my toy. And then he'd be on top of that scarab boat with like 14 coke horses just cruising the harbor. You want boat? You want toy like me? You got to work hard, round eye. And he starts screaming at people. Am I exaggerating, Leaf?
No, not at all.
Yeah. He's on with the Porsche and the boat and the helicopter. Now, then he went to jail.
He's in jail now, right?
Well, here's the catch-22 about all that stuff. If you have figured out an ingenious way to make millions of dollars and it's a foolproof plan using a no-money-down technique
on
real estate...
You're not telling anybody.
You ain't telling your wife or your best friend about this. You are just scurrying off to the bank and signing papers and making money hand
over
fist.
There's no logic involved when you're watching Channel 12 at 4 in the morning.
Though. That's true. I mean, I was just high enough to sign up for that course. So anyway, Leaf, go ahead. Send me another one of those Tom Vu tapes, please.
Okay. Oh, also, why is Dr. Drew an internist now instead of a board-certified physician?
Because I'm...
Boy, you listen, Leaf.
Yeah, it's good,
I love
Leaf.
That.
I appreciate that. I think I'm going to go back to physician, but I had a... I'm actually having the AMA tell me whether, from an ethical standpoint, I should be identified as an internist or a physician.
Because
somebody objected to that. And I used to say internist, but our callers hear that. They hear intern.
Oh.
You're still in training?
All right.
And so we're kind of screwing around with it right now.
And Drew told me.
Does it have to do with how much time you work?
No, I'm an internist. I am a board certified internist, and that's my specialty.
Right.
And somebody suggested that I should identify as such. And so
I'm going to say physician tomorrow night
for
you, Leaf.
Okay. Oh, and Dr. Drew, you were right about the stunt penis. That was my penis. My penis, it's not only pristine, it's also detachable, and Adam asked to borrow it that night.
Oh, that was yours?
Yeah, it was mine.
Well,
right.
it was pristine. It was really something.
Leaf listens to the show way too closely.
Too much.
Drew checked my penis one night on the air for warts and suggested that, just because I keep my penis in cellophane, he said it was new and had never been used before.
Yeah, it was pristine. It was like an unwrapped penis.
And Leaf was offering you a new penis?
No, I accused Adam of bringing in a stunt penis that night.
Yeah.
And Leaf is saying it was his.
It's
He's
a big fan. Yeah.
My
penis
still has that new penis smell,
now,
too.
Now, right? Mind you, it did. A year ago this happened, I think, or more than a year ago.
Yeah. Eleanor?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Oh, you're not going to talk to Leaf?
No.
Okay.
What's he want?
We talked to Leaf.
He talked enough. Eleanor, you're 17.
Yeah.
You're on with Eddie Thomas from American Pie 2.
Well, first off, I want to say, Eddie, I loved you in the movie.
Thank you very much.
You were awesome. I loved you.
Thank you.
Okay. I was having sex with my boyfriend earlier today, and we tried this new position, but he didn't even tell me that he was going to try this.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do that he couldn't enlist your assistance with?
Well, we were in the missionary position, and then he grabbed my legs and he put them on his... He put my ankles on his shoulders, kind of.
Right.
And then... He kind of sat up a little.
Right.
It's kind of hard to explain.
No, I'm with you.
Great. Yeah, we're there.
Yeah.
We see it.
But anyway, then it started to hurt really, really, really badly, and I made him stop, and he looked at it, and I was bleeding. I think he ripped something. I think he ripped the lower part of my vagina.
That doesn't make sense. It takes a baby's head to do that.
Ripped or stretched or something, but
the bleeding could have just been coming from your uterus, right? Are you near your period?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that's just that.
Maybe he has a baby's head down there.
You would have, let's say dwarf's head. Baby's head is, I don't like to think about a baby's head down there. I like to think of a dwarf's head.
Yeah, a munchkin head.
Hey, Eleanor?
Yeah.
First off, you're 17?
Mm-hmm.
Eleanor?
Yeah.
That's
a family name.
Yeah, no kidding. Time to move on from that. Yeah, don't name your kid Eleanor, right?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
All right. You're fine.
Okay.
You'd feel it if you ripped, wouldn't you?
It,
It hurt really, really bad.
But it hurt up in your abdomen?
Was it from the inside or the outside?
The outside.
The outside hurt.
The vagina, if you touch the vagina, is it still like a, is there a wound there? Something that hurts when you touch it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, there
I
you go.
Told you. It ripped.
Nice. Send a picture in. And, yeah, take a picture of upstairs, too, so we can just, you know, have a reference. Oh, yeah. Hey, you mean if you... It's on the bottom part. I mean, if you sort of sit on the toilet and bend your head around, you can see a wound.
I haven't tried that yet, but...
Did she suddenly break into Welsh?
To heaven check, yeah, yeah. She turned into Mr. Tudball from the Carol Burnett show. Heaven check, yeah. All right.
Wow.
Wow. So, I mean... Ooh. Listen, that's not a preposterous question for someone who called the show and said their vagina was cut. I'm asking if you saw the cut.
No, he saw it.
He saw blood.
He saw a lot of blood.
Yeah, but that meant not necessarily a cut.
Can't right. you check yourself? Go check yourself.
Take a warm bath.
No, I'm going to put you on hold.
Hey, here's
Eleanor, would you check yourself, please?
Okay.
Another
and
email.
Would you shut up, Drew? For Christ's sake, I'll get back to you in a second, all right?
All right.
All right, now clean yourself up and check yourself and see if you can find
look,
this cut.
Look, yeah, so we want to know that you can see a wound.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Here's an email from Angel Doll. My boyfriend has like a... I'm reading directly off this email. My boyfriend has like a huge scar. This is pertinent to this ripping vagina thing. My boyfriend has like a huge scar that starts from right below his asshole. And can I say that?
Yeah.
Goes all the way up to the head of his penis. It's like a line. It looks like it was cut at one time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What
right.
is it?
He also has these two round things the size of a penny on his chest, on each side.
They stick
side.
Out once in a while.
And his nose has two holes in the bottom of it that make a whistling sound when he sleeps.
But giving some credit to her, we were talking about this before we came on the air. And, you know, I know the line is there, but it's and you point it out, you're like, oh, yeah, there is a line there.
Well, Adam has referred to it as the...
That's the place, I believe, God stuffed humans.
He stuffed
it. It all started
that's
there.
That's the scene.
And all the organs are pushed up in through
I believe
stuff,
the way man was
that
built
sews it back
was he sewn like a pillowcase and then stuffed through that area, and that's the part you sew shut.
It gives off some pillowcase vibes, definitely, yeah.
Now, sometimes that line is more pronounced.
I know. He probably has a pronounced one, yeah.
And when it gets cold sometimes, your nuts shrivel up and you can see it.
Yes.
Sometimes... been eating Mexican food too much and
good
a little drip going down there and it becomes like a little fin on you between your legs. Everything get a little inflamed to become like a it's really like a part of an airplane at a certain part. It becomes like a stabilizer fin.
Oh my
do you know
God.
What I'm talking about?
Yes. That's
what is that?
That's when, you know, you have a little activity going down there and the thing becomes very inflamed.
Yeah, it's like the juices are bad down
so
there.
So it's not just skin. It's an actual, there's something.
No, it's skin, but he's talking about a little leakage of some diarrheal stool into
Mexican
that region,
knife.
Eroding that area and causing sufficient irritation to swell.
That's right, ladies.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm moved. I'm touched. Yeah.
I was thinking about getting it pierced, and then it shrunk back down again.
Christ.
We'll take a little break. Eddie Thomas is here from American Pie 2, and we'll be back.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191. Hey, everybody. Love Line. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Eddie K. Thomas is here. He plays Finch from American Pie, and now American Pie 2, which is coming out this week on Friday. And when is this Ben Affleck, Matt Damon produced movie, Stolen Summer, coming
they're,
out?
They're going to start airing. There's also an HBO series that goes along with it. I think it's called Project Greenlight. That's going to start around December, I think, this year. And then that'll lead up to the opening of the movie, and the movie comes out in April. So look for the TV show, the movie.
And everything. WB.
The action figures.
It's a right. package.
I ate half an onion and a couple cloves of garlic before I came in here, and it just dawned on me that may be something that's bothering you.
No,
not getting
me?
That yet. Any of you, Eddie, perhaps.
No, you don't.
Was there anything else besides the onion and the garlic, or
no.
just raw?
Did you have any pasta fazool or
no.
raisin bran?
No, I haven't broken wind and I haven't belched yet, but Drew has complained in the past over my garlic.
Well, when it's that, when you let those eruptions go, you're belching. It's just
a more
like,
intimate
whoa.
Room than you imagined.
Is that right?
This is a very close space.
We like this. I like this sort of sit at the table and can face each other, no?
Sure. No.
No.
I'd rather. I'd like to
and
do
yeah,
this.
And Eddie, imagine those nights when I'm complaining about the smells.
From him?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he's killed me a couple of them. I just imagine this. The fabric absorbs it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just inescapable.
Adam looks very relaxed.
Brutal.
Here. He just lets it rip, huh?
Oh, yes.
Well, back to the point.
Jill?
He'll let a few go for you, I'm sure.
Jill, you're 19. The listeners demand it. What's up, Jill?
Hi. My boyfriend's best friend sexually assaulted me last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, he lied about it, of course, when my boyfriend confronted him, and he was insinuating that I was crazy and all this and that, and he was saying that, I'm a Prozac, and he was saying that, you know, alcohol and Prozac causes delusions and all this stuff. And
what happened?
Basically what happened was we had been drinking a little bit that night when we went to go visit him. My boyfriend passed out in the other room, and then I was watching TV, fell asleep, and I woke up, and next thing I know, his best friend's on top of me, and
Wait. Your best...
His best friend.
Yeah, his
best
friend, sorry.
Who... How good of friends are you with him?
I mean, I've met him before, but I'm not really great
friends
with him. All
right, and what happened?
And, you know, he was just forcing himself on me, and I told him to stop, and he wouldn't cut it out, and, he just kept, you know, doing it, and I was just like, you know, please just let go, and finally he stopped, and I went and told my boyfriend, and my boyfriend didn't quite believe it at first because, I mean, this is like his best friend from elementary school.
Yeah. Well, your boyfriend, was this guy totally loaded?
No, actually, it was towards like 3 or 4 in the morning, and by then, I was completely sober. And
yeah, but him, could he have been completely intoxicated?
No, not, I don't think he was.
That's not an excuse, but I'm just trying to set this up.
I think he knew what he was doing.
Oh, right. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
But just sometimes it's a factor.
All right, so have you ever been assaulted before, or do you have any history of abuse or victimization?
No.
Okay. She doesn't. You know why?
You could tell. She busted his nuts right away.
She does what everyone else does, what you're supposed to do, which is we have people who call. It was so funny, Jill. Yeah. Boy, the sexual assault was a gas. Boy, that was funny. But I don't mean it was funny, ha-ha, but funny, interesting. When she was telling the story, I was prepared for her to say, he held me down,
right.
I told him no, but he forced it on me anyway.
I didn't tell anybody.
We had sex, and the next day, my boyfriend didn't believe me. And that would have been someone who was victimized before, because someone who hadn't been victimized, like Jill, would start screaming, pull her hands away from this guy, and immediately go tell somebody.
Mm-hmm. And then be angry when people didn't believe her.
Right.
Feel indignant, which you should.
So this guy never really did anything, but he tried to do something.
Well, I mean, he managed to do something.
What did he do?
Well, he pretty much did everything but have sex with me.
Ooh.
And I was pushing him off me, but, I mean, he's stronger.
Well, what do you mean did everything but have sex?
Well, he was touching me in places he shouldn't have been.
All right. Jill, let her have it.
What do you mean?
I mean...
No, I'm trying to figure this out. Was there oral sex involved?
What?
Was there oral sex involved?
He tried to, and I slapped him off.
Well, you got to give him credit for trying.
This guy was like a freight train.
Wow.
With a badger.
And how long did this go on?
It went on for a couple of minutes, and I was just like, get off me, and I hesitated to tell my boyfriend at first because...
Right. You don't want to make a scene.
Yeah, I didn't want to make a scene, and also, like, I thought, you know, maybe he's just drunk, you know, he stopped, so he probably knows what he did was wrong, and, you know, whatever, and so I was like, okay, you know, and then I got up, and then when I wanted to see what he would say to me, and he was just like, oh, you were having nightmares, and, you know, you were talking in your sleep and stuff, and I want to make sure you're okay, and, like, he woke me up, and all of a sudden, and I was like, yeah, right, you know.
Yeah, the guy's a prick and a predator, and then what's up with your boyfriend that he hangs out with this guy full time?
And that he won't believe you.
And that he doesn't believe you.
Well, he believes me now, but, I mean, at first, like, he was just... It was hard for him to believe just because he's been friends with
okay,
him.
Okay, so.
What do you want from us? What can we do for you to help you?
Well, basically, like, I, just to, you know, I'm not prepared to press charges right now.
Right.
I just have too much stuff going on, but I want him to admit it to my boyfriend. So, you know, like, he knows for sure what happened, because I still think there's a little doubt in my boyfriend's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of, you know, like threatening the, you know, the best friend and saying, you know, I'm going to press charges if you don't admit it. Or
yeah, not a bad call, but your boyfriend, who is your boyfriend after all, mm-hmm. who you should have no motivation for fabricating something this.
Yeah.
If your boyfriend refuses to believe you, then there's something wrong with him and the relationship.
That's exactly right. I don't think you need to get into it with this perpetrator, mm-hmm. because perpetrators, victimizers, not much scares them. They figure they're going to weasel out from anything anyway. So you got to sit down with your boyfriend and say, hey, you know, I am telling you the truth. I need you to support me on this. And if you can't, there's something wrong, and this relationship may have to end. Really.
Right.
But it needs to be between you and him, and he needs to come to terms with this.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm disgusted at all of yous. Eddie K. Thomas is our guest tonight for American Pie 2. We'll take a little break when we come back. We'll talk to Karen?
We lost the woman with the torn vagina.
Yeah.
And staff came rushing in here during the break to assure me that they have torn vaginas, too, and so...
Staff did?
Yeah, I can't tell you.
You're talking about Anderson's staff?
I can't tell you about Anderson's staff, yeah, no.
Right.
No.
Big staff. I know. The thing's like, it really is, it is like his third arm. It lit a cigarette for me the other day. It really did. I was just standing out front. I was like, hey, where'd this come from? Pound right out of his pants. And it was one of those, you know, California lighters with the safety on it, too. I don't know how I figured that out. We'll take a break.
Might have been well.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew over there. Eddie K. Thomas is our guest tonight. You know him as Finch from American Pie and now American Pie 2, which is coming out this Friday. Seth Green is... go ahead and turn Eddie's mic on. Seth Green's coming on the show tomorrow night.
He's good times.
He's a really nice guy, that Seth Green.
Funny as heck.
And he's funny, and
he's been coming on this show since he was like 14.
He's been in the game since he was like born.
Well, he was the Ivory Soap baby, I think, or the Downy baby when he was 4 months.
And young Woody Allen, radio days.
That's right. That was him.
That was him.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I hope I'm right. I'm not sure.
I think it is. Yeah, that was a great movie. I love that Radio Days. See that, Drew? No.
Which is kind of, you know, I make a point of seeing Woody Allen films, too. I don't think I saw that one.
That was a particularly good one.
Really? I will see.
Yes.
I make a point of... I only saw like half of Deconstructing Harry, too.
That's the best
Troubling
one.
Troubling to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the best one.
Well, go see the other half of that and then see the entire Radio Days. All right, let's talk to Karen, who's 31. Although you don't have to see Small-Time Criminals or Crooks or whatever that one.
I saw that one.
That was a disaster.
I saw it. I liked that.
No. That was bad. Karen?
Yes.
You're 31. Go ahead.
Hi. I got a little bit inspired by the caller a while ago that said she had big nipples, because I have big nipples. So I thought, well, I'll call, even though my call has nothing to do with that. But anyway.
I've got big nipples.
Yes. Even if your call isn't about nipples, just the fact that someone else with big nipples inspired you to call is good enough for me.
Well, my question is.
Well, how big are your nipples, as long as we're on them?
Well, my size is 36B, and I'd say my nipples are probably about, not as big as a coffee mug like the last girl, but about a little bit bigger than silver dollars.
Oh, on a B cup, huh?
Right.
Wow, that's freakish.
Yeah, it's kind of big, yeah, and they protrude more than they are, like, wide in diameter. They're more protruding big than they are wide big. Yikes.
Right, so, but they don't stick out further than they are wide. But you're just saying relative to the width, they stick out. They stick out
exactly.
More. So the whole area is swollen there.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
One also say I love the man show, Drew. I also read your column in USA Weekend.
Oh, thanks,
Karen.
Cool.
What column?
I've been writing that for like 2 years.
You got a column?
Yeah.
In USA Weekend?
Yeah.
When do you write that?
When they asked me to, like every month or so.
Really?
Yeah.
2 years you've been doing that.
Yeah.
Huh. Never knew
this,
that.
But this is you and me, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Drew doesn't talk about too much of his own ass on this show. Not professionally, and I don't either. We complain about important things like model airplanes.
Y'all know
cars.
So long. Yeah.
Wow.
And we're like, I don't have promotional bone in my body.
USA Today, by the way, is my that's my newspaper because it has the big print and the pictures and everything. It's like a Sullivan book. And I always feel embarrassed when I'm on a flight, you know, and they come by in the first class cabin, and then they come by and like
Wall Street Journal,
the New York Times, Christian Science Monitor, or USA Today. And I always feel like I have to qualify. It's like, I'll take up. Like I'm thinking about, give me the USA Today. I read the other ones on the cab ride over. Thanks. I think there may be something on me in there. I just want to check it out. I'm not really going to read it. So go ahead there, Karen.
Well, my question is, my husband watches, well, doesn't watch, looks at porn quite a bit on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bothered by it somewhat, not tremendously. And he knows that I know he does it. He still does it. You know, he knows I'm bothered by it, but I'm not just, I don't do the whole mommy thing. You know, oh, you better stop it. You know, I don't mind if he does it.
Swatting him with a newspaper.
It. Right.
The thing I have a question about is, I'm kind of interested in going to a strip club with him. And the last caller that also had said that.
Why?
Kind of,
bad news. The reason,
I'm interested in the sense of I'm wanting to see if that would turn him on and turn me on. Mm. If it would be something that
there are
might
some
kind
women that,
of
that
things up.
Yeah, there are some women that go down that path, right?
What, who enjoy strip club?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say a lot of women enjoy that.
Oh, a lot?
No.
Isn't it universal, though, with the relationship?
I never told you this story. I was going to kill me on this one.
Well, I'm very
Drew's going to tell us a story that's going to get him killed when he gets home, so let's enjoy it.
Adam's delighted. The second to last strip bar I was at was my bachelor party.
Right.
So this is 10 years ago. And somehow that, just like with Anne, my wife gets very bothered by this whole idea of a bachelor party. And of course, Anne took a nice big bellows and fueled those flames as much as she could.
Oh, producer Anne got in on yours too?
Oh, yeah, as much as she could.
She should really be just kidding. She really needs
a fire starter.
So
fire starter.
I said, we were.
Oh, by the way, to say that your wife is a little bit protective or suspicious is an understatement. She smells Drew's underpants when he comes home every night. Looking for the scent of a woman on there.
So, and she has nothing to worry about. This is the really, that's the bizarre thing.
I know. Drew is totally pee-whipped, but gets his ass kicked anyway by his wife, which I always find ironic.
So, I was so tired of her sort of whining about that event. Fast forward now a year and a half. We have six-month-old triplets.
Right.
We're going to take our first night out in Las Vegas. We've had a wait since we've been baby.
Right.
And I go, I'm tired of this. I'm taking you to that strip club to show you what I don't. I no more imagination, no more fantasy about what this was.
Which one? No, don't
sort of outside a ways from Las Vegas.
That's a chicken ranch.
No,
that's a disaster.
No, it's not a. It was a dance
club. Blythe.
And she went. And I said, look, see, no big deal. Sobbing, crying the whole time.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Well, your wife's unstable emotionally.
She's not
she needs medication.
No, she's fine.
Yeah,
but
she needs to be
the
medicated.
Point is, it doesn't sit well with some women. It doesn't.
Well, true. That plan was the most ill-conceived plan you've ever come
up
with.
It was
your wife.
It was rational. It was
your
like,
wife.
I'm tired of the fantasies that you have. I'm gonna. This is the reality. I'm gonna take you and show you this stupid thing.
It was irrational for you, but your wife does not respond to rational thoughts.
No, so. It actually though put an end to all that kind of whining and stuff. She didn't like it. She didn't like going there. It was upsetting to her. But
well, did you get a lap dance?
No.
She just saw lap dances.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess my question is more or less.
And by the way, I think that was before the day of the lap dance. Seriously?
No,
seriously.
No, my grandfather used to tell me about lap dances back in the old
country. Because I've never even witnessed that.
Stop covering yourself. You know, your wife's listening now. So now
I don't understand why this caller thinks that she minds him looking at porn, but she won't mind a strip club.
Yeah,
isn't
that wild?
Well, I don't mind it so much. It bothers me. I've been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, and I have panic attacks every once in a while.
Mm,
But it's not due to any insecurities sexually. They're mostly, you know, I have certain things that set off my panic attacks.
Is your husband an alcoholic?
Oh, no. He's never done an illegal substance in his life.
Right. Alcohol, though.
Well, he drinks every once in a while, but no alcohol at all.
Karen?
Yes.
There are plenty of women who enjoy this and who like to go with a mate, and that's fine. But I wonder about your motives, and I think you may have a worse reaction than Drew's wife when you show up at this place with your guy.
I think my motive is to try and maybe spice things up a little bit between
us. Why do you have to spice things up? You haven't said anything's wrong.
Well, we have two children. One's five, I have a 7-month-old baby. And we get very little time to actually make love. And when we do, you know, I don't want it to be the same old mundane thing every single time.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell him that? Why don't you work on figuring out ways to sort of improve that?
Bust out a vibrator or
whatever. Whatever it is that you guys want to sort of...
Well, we've done that. And I've done the whole thing where I kind of dressed up in the dominatrix thing. And, you know, he totally dug that.
Karen, you're going down a path that leads us to believe that there's more going on here than you suspect.
I want to get into something that I can be comfortable with, but also not feel like I'm too compromised as far as, too compromised about how I feel about what I've done.
I think it takes a special type of girl to be comfortable with their mate in a strip club.
It's a big leap. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But there's something we're missing the thing here. There's something up here with Karen.
Karen, here's what I'm going to say because we got to move on.
Okay.
Whatever you need to fix in your relationship is it's not in the strip club. You will not find the fix there.
Nor in a leather outfit, nor in a schoolgirl outfit.
Right.
That's not the problem. There's
now,
something
non-outfit, that's something else.
There's something going on in the intimacy, and you're missing it.
Right.
And it may just be time together. They have two kids, you know, it may just be time together.
Right. Peter?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
Yes, I have acne. I want to know if masturbating makes it worse or better.
No, it does neither. It has no effect on your acne.
Are you a virgin, Peter?
Yes.
No, shocked.
Shocked. I always know the sound of a virgin. You know what I am with this show? You know how bird watchers... They go, yes, that's the yellow-breasted swallow. They just hear it in the distance and know what it is. I'm that way with the virgin. That's a North American virgin. Hi, I'm 22. And I got zits.
Masturbating can be perfect.
I mean, all feverishly.
All right, but listen, if you have acne, Peter, it needs to be treated. There's lots of good treatment available for acne. Please take advantage of that. You don't have to sit around with bad acne. It's ridiculous.
So many people believe these schoolyard tales.
I know.
It's insane.
I know. There is curative treatment for acne in the year 2001.
Here's the deal. As I come back to this, they're going to put this on my tombstone, but everything's pretty much hereditary. Your teeth, your skin, your shoulder width. Your ass size, whether your hair stays or goes, the color of your eyes, it's all planned out before you come out of mama. And if you got bad skin, it's not from eating cheeseburgers, it's not from whacking off. It's because your parents cursed you. You understand, Peter?
It's because God hates you. Is that
it? Kick your dad in the nuts next time you see him, the old zit freak. So, get on some Accutane and do whatever you got to do. But there's medications out there, so take care of yourself, all right?
There's multiple different topical creams. There's antibiotics. There's Accutane. There's all kinds of things we can do now.
All right.
Okay.
See a dermatologist.
Right, take care. And it's true. I think people are utilizing these because you don't see the pizza face dude like you used
to. Like you used to. That's right.
Remember you'd do that every once in a while? You'd pull up into some mini market and the guy behind the counter would be like, oh.
Are the medications getting better? Because I've encountered proactive small plug that cleared me up.
Oh, the proactive thing. Yeah, that's a good little.
I've had this one pimple on my forehead for about 8 months.
Yeah, that's a whole system, right? That whole proactive system.
It's kind of gay. Yeah. You kind of have to do steps.
I was working with a dermatologist who swore by it, and she felt it was worthwhile.
They give it to us on the movie sets when we show up with lots of pimples, and it's a little awkward having all those. Fluids in your.
I was on Accutane.
Is it a pill or is it?
No. It's like you start out with a loofah scrub,
right?
And then you throw on your toner,
right?
And then you got your cream.
You're gay,
right? You have to exfoliate.
I'm an actor. Taking care of this investment.
Actor.
Excuse me. And it's an investment.
See, that's my problem is I go to bed and I wake up and I still got some peanut butter on my face from the night before. The week before.
Yeah.
I can't even wash my goddamn face before I go to bed. I'm so
Often, how many times a week do you shower?
How? 2 days, 3 days.
Two times a week.
No, 3 times. It depends what I'm doing. If I'm going in the pool, that's a shower. Swimming around a big tub of chlorine, that's a shower. Right there. So I don't count that. But if I'm working out, I'll take the shower, you know, when I'm done. But I don't really use soap. I just give a quick rinse, and I'm, back on my feet again.
Anyway, thank you. Yeah, I was on Accutane for a while, and it's good stuff.
Amber?
Good times.
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I have interstitial cystitis, which is a bladder disease, and I don't really know anything about it, but my urologist told me it affects women in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah, it's usually old. It's
and
sort of a
no explanation for why I have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Amber, it's sort of a garbage bag diagnosis. It's like women that have discomfort and urinary frequency, and we can't figure out why.
Well, they were trying to get me to do DMSO.
That's the treatment.
And I got really bad effects from it afterwards. I was in pain.
One little pearl, if I might. I've dealt with several patients who struggle with this over and over again, and I said, how many times a week do you spin or do you ride bikes? Oh, 4 times a week. Mm-hmm. When do you want to lay off for a couple of weeks? Pow, gone.
I don't ride bike.
You ride bike or spin or anything like that? Are you having sex regularly?
It's affected my sex life to the point where I really don't have sex anymore because it's too painful.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm on... The Elmiron had really bad side effects, and it made me really depressed and out of control. So they took me off of it, and that's the only thing to treat it. And so they have me on Detrol LA.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really seem to work too much. And they want to dilate my bladder, but I was reading up on it, and there's a 40% chance of making it worse and only a 20% chance of making it better.
Yeah, and usually once you get going with it, you have to keep doing it.
Yeah, and the DMSO, like, they want to do it once a week for the rest of my life.
Oh, boy.
And... After the pain I had from it, it terrifies me, and I don't know if this is what I have to look forward to for my entire life, because I have, like, other things related to it. I have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome that they say, like, are from it.
You a little bit cuckoo?
No, I'm not.
You sure? Because all that chronic fatigue and Epstein-Barr and fibromyalgia stuff.
How old is she again?
Right. They used to call that no-count syndrome.
Yeah.
But I had bladder problems for a couple of years, and then they stuck a camera in my urethra.
Oh, Amber, were you sexually abused growing up or anything?
I was molested for 7 years by my.
I would suggest you go down that path because unexplained bladder and pelvic pain is sexual abuse, and you got to check that, get that treated.
So you're saying that this is kind of a phantom thing, possibly.
Yeah, this is it's.
Was it the fibromyalgia thing that tipped it off?
Yeah, yeah.
She's just making these things happen in her.
No, it's. I believe that literally the stimulation of something like sexual abuse hardwires in to your spinal column some abnormal kinds of sensations.
Right.
And these women have pain. Don't make no mistake about it. It's not like they're making it up. They have discomfort, but it's neurologically based. It's neuropsychiatrically based. It needs to be sort of dealt with that way.
Right, so they're giving them creams, and they're dilating things, and they're doing all this, and that's a bunch of mechanical stuff.
They just got to sit down and talk.
No, it's more than that, though, because this is a hardwired phenomenon now. It's more medication that affect that than affects, as Adam's saying, the mechanics of bladder emptying.
All right.
It's very exciting.
Good times.
You know, it's funny. It's funny when Drew says, were you molested? And they go, yeah, but that had nothing. That has nothing to do with this. Really? How'd I know you were molested then? All right. Nikki, who's 24. Nikki?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted to comment on that lady that called about going to the strip bar with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that me and my husband have done before, and we really enjoy it. Going there together. In fact, I've wanted to call to see if that's normal on my part, because being a woman and wanting to see other women do that kind of stuff. My husband says, no, it's natural for a woman to be curious and want to, explore that kind of thing. And that's not the way I've read
it. Men are great, aren't they?
Now, hand me that paper towel. Hold still.
No, we got to keep going. It's fine, it's fine. It's great. It's very healthy. Let's keep going.
Nikki?
It's got to go.
It is fine.
It's fine. I agree.
It's fine for some people. I think most women have a curiosity in that department. Most women appreciate other women aesthetically.
Uh-huh.
And most women have sort of a blurry line when it comes to sexuality, meaning they're in a sexually charged environment. That's kind of interesting for them.
Turns me on.
That's fine.
That's good.
There are no problems at all. But a lot of women going with their husband, to me, is baiting a trap that they don't even know they're setting.
It's sabotage.
People sabotage themselves in relationships. Guys do it with this way. How many guys you been with before me? Uh-huh. And was mine the biggest? No? Oh, it's not? No, you can it's be honest. No, that's cycle. Cool. Right. And they start feeding you stuff, and you get more and more angry, and then you hold it against them and use it against them. And it's like you need to fuel yourself up for a fight. It's like what prize fighters do. They get angry at the guy before they get in the ring with him. It helps them execute their job, essentially. And you're looking for something, and you're feeding it. But, Nikki, if you you enjoy this and you're cool with your husband and he enjoys it, then that's fine.
Well, the thing is you know how you're talking about penis size or how I've maybe been with and that. We've been through all that. We've been married for almost 5 years, and
right.
We had to find stuff to fight about, but we're over that now, and we found something that we actually connect with, be it this or a few other things that we found that we all enjoy right. together. Right. But
you have kids?
Yeah.
Now, I haven't been to one in about, it's been almost 10 days.
Oh, shocking.
Do they have daycare at those places now, or do you have to hire a sitter?
We hire a sitter. I don't think they have daycare.
I see.
In Utah.
I see.
Do they have strip clubs in Utah?
I would. Yeah, the women are wearing coveralls, and they serve non-alcoholic beer and Mr. Pibb, but it's technically called a strip club. They wear bib overalls and a barrel, the chastity belt.
Good times.
And, yeah, they serve Mr. Pibb and Fresca. All the lights are on. And the place is open from 10 a.m. till noon. And they play Striper. It's a more Christian-oriented run.
But you had a great time, didn't you?
Time of my life. I like the ones. I like the strip clubs that have the boutique in there by the front door. Ooh, that's great.
What is that?
A little boutique.
Sell goods.
You, sell T-shirts.
No, you could buy your lady a $70 thong or some of those big wedgie stripper shoes or something. I like that with the gift center. I went. I had something that's happened to me. I don't know why it just popped in my head, but it happened to me today. I went to a liquor store to get some money, like, cash register ATM?
Yeah.
I do it at the supermarket every once in a while. And it's always the same thing. There's no machine, so you can't punch anything up. There's a guy behind the counter, and he'll give you some money.
Yeah. And you're giving up your PIN number.
Right. Well, no, you get to do your PIN number on your own thing.
Okay.
A little secret thing. But it's always funny. It always goes like this. How much money do you want? How much can I get? Well, what do you want?
Ugh.
400. Sorry, no. 300. No. Okay, let's change the rules. Why don't you tell me the most I can get, and then 150. 150 it is.
I'll take it.
And that's what he gave me. But I just like that little dance you do. I do it at the market every time. You want money back? Yeah. How much can I get? How much do you need? 500. Nope.
Oh, boy.
Andrew?
Hello.
Hey, you're 23. What's up?
Yes, sir. I have a question about male grooming. This is kind of for Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that women like wax their pubic area and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But as a guy, I've never really heard what to do for myself. I've shaved before, and now I've got this bush that, you know, could be made into some topiary or something.
Right.
I'm in a new relationship, and I don't want to look like some scrungy mutt man. So,
by the way, hold on. For our younger Stone listeners, topiary is the act of taking a shrub or plant and forming it into the shape of something.
A natural shape.
Out front of Disneyland. They have like a Dumbo
made
out of a
world,
fern.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is somewhat popular amongst the male species?
A topiary.
A topiary pubes, yes.
I've made a second penis for myself out of pubic hair.
Now he referred this question straight to you, Adam, so
mm-hmm.
You have some experience with...
Yeah, I do. Andrew?
Yes, sir.
First off, I don't think it comes back thicker when you shave it off. I believe that's a wives' tale. So, now, here's why it appears to come back thicker. Because for 3 months, you had no hair on your chunk.
I don't think he's saying that, though. He's just saying
no,
he wants
did.
To...
No, he did.
No, he's saying now he has a bush and he wants to know how to groom it.
Didn't you infer that it came back thicker, Andrew?
Well, I'm just inferring that there's a lot there.
Right, but you had shaved it before.
I didn't notice that. It just itched a lot, and I didn't really like that method of grooming.
Tell him what to do. He's all over the place.
Did you shave it or not?
Yes, I have shaven it.
Yes, and now it came back, and it's like a topiary. You could make a topiary.
We've got bush.
All right. You need to just trim it and not shave it. Treat it like James Brolin's old beard. Okay. I don't know what the reference of a nicely groomed beard is. But look, you don't want to look like Dan Haggerty. You want to look like James Brolin.
Right. There you go.
Just you trim. Trim it, keep it short.
And would a girl, like, would she say, oh, a nice heart shape, was that going to be attractive to some women?
No.
I mean,
no.
I think that's what he's asking.
Here's the key.
I mean, we're men.
Here,
look like
yes.
men.
Let me give you the key for pubes with men, which is you want it to be groomed, but not look like it was intentionally groomed.
I think grooming's ridiculous no matter what. It's, you got what you got. Women groom, men live. We're nasty. Come on.
But what I agree with you, it can make your penis look bigger.
There you go.
He likes that's, lowering the grass level.
That's what it is.
No, Adam, to me, I liken it to trimming the grass around the mailbox stand. Mm-hmm. You lower that, the mailbox looks taller.
Drawing focus, too. Yeah.
Right. Makes the 4x4 post it's on appear to be 6 inches long.
Very well thought out.
Thank you.
No, he has to.
So, look, just get some scissors and groom it. Don't shave it, you idiot.
There we go.
All right. Drew, what do you got to do, pee?
I have to pee.
No kidding. I can always tell when Drew has to pee because like, he wants to wrap it up at the five-minute mark. Eddie K. Thomas is here from American Pie 2 out this Friday. We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Oh, yes! Loveline. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
What's up? This is Aaron from Stained, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Eddie K. Thomas is our guest tonight from American Pie 2. You know him as Finch from American Pie 1, and you know him as Finch from American Pie 2, or you will this weekend when you go out and see the movie. All right, let's see if we can get through some calls here. Speak to Myra, who's 20. Myra?
Yes?
What's up?
Hi. Well, I got these, sort of hives, like stuff all over my body,
mm-hmm.
and I've gone to the hospital, and they just gave me a shot. I don't remember what it's called or anything like that, but they also gave me like prednisone and stuff like that. But what I'm wondering that if I'm getting them because I get nervous when I'm with my boyfriend or when I'm into like foreplay or when he like fingers me.
Is that when you get the rash?
Yeah, that's what I've been noticing.
True, hives are raised.
Yeah, called wheal and flare. It's like a little raised bump with a flare on it.
How big are they?
They grow.
Yeah, they look different. They can be little. They can. I'd say average about what's that? 4 centimeters.
Half dollar.
Yeah.
They grow. They start out real small, and then they grow. When I went to the hospital, they even asked me if they could take pictures of them.
Oh, they're big ones, huh? Well, listen. It's called the formal name for that is urticaria.
It's always yeah. bad, by the way, when you go to a hospital and they want to take shots. And oh, wait, Phil, get in here. Bring the Instamatic. I've never seen 22 years of practice. I've never seen this before. Hold still, honey.
But it's like, I asked them if it was because I get nervous or if I get stressed, and they said no. But I've been noticing that, sometimes, they go away when I take medication and stuff like that.
What medication?
They gave me prednisone.
Yeah, well, they're treating you for allergy.
Yeah.
Basically, an inflammatory reaction,
yeah.
which is part of this urticaria. But, yeah, there are all sorts of ways to precipitate it, and some people, I suppose, anxiety.
I've been noticing that it's like when I'm into foreplay with my boyfriend or when he fingers me, immediately the next day I'm full of hives and stuff like that all over my body.
The next day, I would think if it were something related to motion, you'd get it immediately.
Yeah, if you were freaking out, the hives would hit you while his fingers were still in you. So if it's the next day.
Yeah, the next day when I wake up.
Could she be allergic to him?
Could it be?
And by the way, hey, Drew,
yeah.
is hives a sort of generic term or is it specific to one thing?
It means urticaria, but there's all kinds of urticaria. There's cold. Urticaria is a non-specific allergic reaction
right.
to
okay.
various things. Even sometimes cold can cause urticaria in some people.
What should Myra do? Well, I mean, listen, Drew, let me be honest. And listen, kids, I know you look at Drew as some sort of a super genius icon. Reality is he's a mediocre doctor who got lucked into a radio gig. So if your doctor is telling you what to do and putting you on something, chances are they know what they're
doing.
Well,
the problem here is that she's going to the emergency rooms and getting treatments.
Yeah.
She needs to go see someone, probably an allergist or a dermatologist.
I did, and then they gave me Allegra. And
all right.
Other stuff.
Well, there you go. So they're blocking the allergies with these antihistamines.
Yeah, they come back every time I'm with my boyfriend.
Well,
and I don't want to keep on going to those people. I mean, what else can I do?
What's he do for a living? What's he got on his hands? Does he work at a turkey farm or something weird? No,
he works in cars.
Mm,
there you
Bondo.
go. Get some, you get like a compote of Bondo 30-weight oil and lithium grease up there. Is this guy scrubbing his cuticles?
I don't know.
That's a part of
it. All right, go back to the allergist, see if you can figure out what's triggering this. Just keep taking your Allegra twice a day, or the long-acting one once a day.
Dylan?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, I have nipple rocks, and I've had them for like 2 years.
That was the name of the high school band I was in, by the way.
Are those things you drop in water and these long sort of stalagmites come out of them?
No.
Nipple rust. Yeah, those are the lumps under your nipples that hit during puberty.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
That's normal.
That's it.
Is it normal?
You get worse if you smoke a lot of pot.
Hey, Anderson.
I know
it's a wild request, but
go ahead. Go ahead.
Now it's on. Thank you.
Hi, America.
There you go. All right, so that's puberty, Dylan.
No, it wasn't. I turned it on.
You're fine.
Am I?
Yeah.
All right.
What is nipple rocks? What are we talking about here?
That when you hit puberty, males will produce a certain amount of estrogen to which their nipples will respond. They'll get these little sort of lumps behind the nipple or enlarge.
Oh, I thought he just had hard nipples.
Well, they are now, but that's just because there's a giant tumor underneath them. Right. What are they? What would that technically be called that's underneath it?
Glandular tissue.
All right. Good times. Amy?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up, Perky?
Okay. Well, I'm going out with this guy, and he's like, smokes pot, but not like constantly or anything. Mm-hmm. But like, if I'm at a party or something, I'll make out with him and stuff, like right afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I'm also on Accutane, and they sometimes give you drug tests.
Right.
Would I show up positive?
They give you drug tests?
Well, sometimes, because my parents are also kind of crazy.
So they have your dermatologist giving you drug tests?
Well, I mean, he, like, takes all kinds of blood tests because of my liver and
stuff.
Yeah,
he take your liver and your cholesterol, but he's not going to be taking a toxicology screen.
I didn't know about that at all. My parents sometimes are like, oh, well, you better not be smoking because we can give you a drug test any day.
I've had many a marijuana addict use that one. There's somebody who's smoking pot next to me. That's why it's in my urine. No. Not unless you're... No, if they lit a bonfire in your car and rolled up the windows, that would do it.
True story. When I was doing some drug testing for a while, it was a military experiment I can't get into, but I had a chick do a bong load and then, she blew me, but she actually blew me.
Blew air in. Yeah.
And she blew some smoke up into my bladder. And then when I urine tested the following morning, actually a cloud of smoke came out, but it did mix in with the urine, and it was positive. So it can happen, technically.
Mm. Well, these are wonderful stories.
True.
Yeah, what a girl. Wow.
Yeah. Dynamite. Well, it was a dude.
Idea.
It was a dude, but that's the only part of the story I changed.
It was a military thing.
Right. All right, Amy, you'll be fine.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good times, right?
Unless you're doing drugs, that will show up.
I like your parents, though.
I don't.
They keep you on your toes. Well, it's working, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I love about teenagers, especially young girls? It's like, parents are clamping down on me. They're freaking out about the drug use. I can't take drugs because there may be some random drug test. I'll tell you what. I'll just date a dude who smokes weed chronically. That's the next best thing. See, it's like, listen, you're going to pay one way or the other. If you're going to clamp down on me for doing weed, I won't smoke the weed. I'll just give oral sex to a dude who's a high.
Wow.
David?
Yo.
You're 32?
Yep.
What's up?
I met this girl at my sister's wedding a couple weeks ago, and she told me that... She told me she was married, but she was very unhappy in her marriage. And so I stayed and we talked, and we've actually been seeing each other now. And my question is, do you guys think that I should keep dating her or sleeping with her and whatever, or wait until she gets...
That's already started, huh?
What's that?
That's already started, the sleeping together?
Yeah, that's already going.
How old is she?
She's 28.
She have kids?
No.
Ooh. Here, what do you mean, ooh?
I mean, good.
I mean, good, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, here's the thing about someone telling you they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife. It can mean one of two things. It can be very bad or very good. Mm. Because if someone says, you're hanging out, you're talking to some chick at a party, and she just weaves in her husband or weaves in her boyfriend, like you go, hey, you ever go motorcycle riding? I got a Harley. And she goes, yeah, my husband has one.
Bad.
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 Right. But if she starts going, yeah, I've been married for 6 years. I don't know why I did it.
It's awful.
He doesn't pay attention to me. I mean, the love has been gone for years now. That means you're getting late.
No,
that's game on.
I think you need to hear something a little stronger than that.
No.
That
the first thing she said to me was how unhappy that they were.
Yeah, I'm miserable is what you got to hear.
The love is out of the relationship,
you're going to Friendville.
No.
You're going to be there so I can.
You're going to find those girls that are fishing, though.
That's where it starts. It starts with he doesn't pay attention and all that, and it starts getting into... I'd like to get out of this thing.
Well, then you're in.
But I'm going to break the guy's heart, or I got a kid,
a male
or whatever.
Saying that, don't believe it.
No. And by the way, male shouldn't bother with that because it doesn't get him any closer, really. They just start feeling sorry for the chick. All right, so David.
So, yeah.
28, no kids.
Right.
How long has she been married?
Well, they were going out for like 4 months, but they've only been married, or 4 years, and they've been married 10 months.
10 months and she's on it already.
Yeah, she told me like he totally ignores her and never doesn't even like her. He goes on vacations with his buddies and leaves her at home. And
are you in love with her?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, she's hot, but it's like I don't know.
Well, listen, if you're not look, I here's what I have to say. If you think she's the one. And this is a really serious deal, and you have real strong feelings for her. She doesn't have any kids, and she's thinking about breaking it off, and it was just a mistake. Then hang out.
Right.
But if you just kind of, well, she's hot piece of ass, but nothing long term. Well, why don't you just back out before this guy shows up and puts like a ski pole through you while you're sleeping?
Well, she's going to break up with him anyway, so I might as well be there. I mean,
oh boy, he wants the well. He wants to be going.
You're just one of these horrible guys, yeah. Really,
well,
who can't push away poon.
I try to be like you, Adam.
How dare you?
Ooh, and smokes a little pot too.
And smokes weed.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Is that a weed smoker?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was, dude.
God, I gotta work on that.
What gave it away? What did it just
His laugh. There's a characteristic laugh you get when you smoke a lot of weed.
That's the pot. That's the pot. Yeah. If you start doing heroin, it'll knock it down a little bit. There it is.
That's kind of it there.
Yeah, Muttley.
I don't smoke anymore, though. I'm just stuck with the laugh still.
Okay. Yeah.
How many days you been off pot?
Well, I don't smoke as heavy as...
Oh, okay.
Well, you're 0 for 2. David,
yeah.
Listen, if you're not really into her, this can get messy. It really can.
It can?
Yeah, I mean, you want to know, this is probably the number one way of homicide in this country, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, if you're some white dude and you're living in a safe neighborhood and you're driving a car with an airbag, your number one way of dying is probably this way. Think about it.
As a young male?
As a man in his early 30s?
Another ski pole death.
I really mean it. Or, you know, she could just be... Now, she's a little suspect, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything's cool now.
Chaos woman.
But this is a chick who got married 10 months ago and is boffing some dude she just met.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think you're going to hang out and have a nice, smooth ride with her, you may be sadly mistaken. All right. Ready to take a little break here?
Yeah.
Eddie Thomas is here from American Pie 2. Take a little break. We'll be back.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line, and you're listening to us on 97.1, The Eagle. We just did some liners, sir. I don't know what you call him. Eddie K. Thomas is our guest tonight. He's from American Pie 1 and American Pie 2.
Yeah, I am.
There you go, which is coming out this Friday. And Eddie told me not to mention it over the air, but he says it's much better than the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Now we
anything,
got problems.
But he meant it. What the hell?
Brea?
Yeah?
Hey.
Hi.
You're 14. What's up?
I've been on Zoloft for like 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and for the last couple weeks, I've been like really tired and really horny.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else change?
Well, we could start a super race of tired, horny people.
If we could. Do you nap a lot?
Well, no, I sleep like 11 hours a night.
Oh boy.
But I've been doing that since like the beginning of summer.
Will you put on birth control pill or anything like that?
No.
So nothing else except the Zoloft?
Yeah, I'm on Zoloft, and yeah, that's all.
She doesn't sound
Zoloft, and that's all.
It's a funny way of answering that.
Yeah, Zoloft, and that's all.
Yeah.
Is that all the name of a new drug that we're not aware of?
All right.
Yeah, something like that.
Zoloft usually makes you not horny. It usually causes decreased libido, difficulty with climaxing, that sort of thing. And or if it makes you hypersexual, it can be associated with mania.
Are you
bipolar, and it sort of precipitates a manic episode, but then that wouldn't make you sleep all the time. You'd be awake all the time.
Right.
So this is sort of unusual reaction to that medication.
Are you masturbating?
Not much. I have a boyfriend, so.
Ooh, what's going on with him?
Well, he's getting laid a lot.
Oh, boy. How old is he?
15.
15.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
15.
He laid a lot at 15.
Oh, my God. That's
good on you.
What are you using for birth control?
Depo.
Good.
Wow.
Now, has that shot maybe done this to you?
No, I've been on that for a while.
Because, by the way, that is another medication you're taking. Is there anything else you're taking? Anything?
No.
All right.
Well, so I don't know what else you should do.
It could be the Depo. Although Depo also usually decreases your sex drive, it can increase it.
By the way, she's 14.
I know.
She's like, he's getting laid a lot. I'm on the Depo. I have a increased libido, but I'm very lethargic.
14.
So 14. I just wrapped the Bentley around a telephone pole. That's going to be $18,000 just for the grill. I mean, Jesus Christ. Look, everybody, I know I sound like Pops Corolla here, but just slow it down a little bit, you 14-year-olds who are pharmacists and sex experts. Just slow it down. Slow it down. You're 14, for Christ's sake. What is that, the ninth grade?
That's right.
Oh, my God. I mean, imagine this chick when she's 17. She's going to be
done. She'll be bored.
Smoking a cigarette off of one of those like extenders, and she'll look like Mrs. Howell. She'll be wearing like
she'll be that old too.
Tiaras and gowns, big clamp on earrings. All right, Colleen.
Yes.
You're 38.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have interstitial cystitis as well, and I didn't like the advice that you gave that woman, girl, whatever she was.
Yeah, she was not the usual 38-year-old female with interstitial cystitis. She was 17 or 18, something like that.
I know, but it happens.
It happens, but in her case, it was with a larger clinical syndrome of fibromyalgia and survival of sexual abuse traumas. And she'd been through multiple treatments that had been unsuccessful.
Well, it's a very difficult disease to manage.
Right, especially if it's there, if it has other diagnoses associated with it, oftentimes it's better to address those.
Well, I have fibromyalgia as well, but there is a clinical diagnosis for interstitial cystitis.
Of course there is.
And, well, what it sounded like was she did not have a hydrodistension yet, but you know, it just hit me wrong, you know.
Yeah, well, here's something. I'm no doctor, but anybody who has anything, who hears Drew talk about something that they have, not to them, doesn't like the advice.
Whatever it is.
It's like, as an ex-carpenter, I can't watch that crappy Tool Time at the Home Improvement Tim Allen show, because I start yelling he's using the wrong hammer. He's supposed to be using a waffle-ended 22-ounce hammer to frame that deck. He's using a smooth-head 12-ounce finishing hammer. You see?
Well, I understand that. And the problem that I had with it was...
What would you say to her? Go ahead.
Well, I would tell her to find a different urologist and have the correct testing done to find out if she has it, but not necessarily send her down the psychiatric route first.
Well, she'd had quite a bit of testing. What tests do you want her to do?
Well, she said that they wanted to distend her bladder.
No, no, no. They wanted to dilate her urethra.
Oh, okay.
So, Colleen, right. please, just listen.
All right, baby. Hey, Drew, don't come down on her. She's got a high school education. She's a little stoned right now. Her bladder's on fire. You're coming down on her? All right, baby, we love you.
Well, I've had this disease for 10 years.
I know
a lot about it. You know, I've done my research about it.
I understand. I'm with you.
And, you know, I love the show, and I love the advice you give usually,
right.
But in this one, I just happen to know about it. And
all right. So, you want more testing?
Well, you know.
What about the fact that Drew guessed that she was molested?
Well,
how do you account for that?
Well, you can ask probably 50% of the people that call in if they were molested.
That's true.
They're pretty good at it, though. They usually hit it.
Oh, I understand that.
Were you molested?
No, not being molested.
I was asking Eddie.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Good times. Drew, where are we going next here? Come on, buddy.
The
kids need our help. The kids need our help.
You want to try that?
Yeah. Kevin?
Yep.
You're 14?
Yep.
You need advice on picking up your first girlfriend at Catholic Church?
Yep.
There's a girl you like?
Yeah, she's pretty cute, and she sits, she doesn't sit too far from me. She sits close to the others. On the other side of the aisle.
Have we told you about what virgins sound like?
Is she? I'm pretty good at it.
Sound like Peter Brady in that episode where his voice is changing. Hey, Kevin?
Yep.
So if I'm facing the pew from the podium, she'd be pew left or pew right?
Right.
Pew right. Okay, closer to the aisle?
Uh-huh.
And where do you sit?
I usually sit on the left.
You sit on the left?
Yeah.
All right.
Close to the aisle.
Right. You got to make your way closer to her, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. My mom usually has a set on the left side, though.
Right. Is this the guy who did the voice of Winnie the Pooh?
Sterling Holloway?
Sterling Holloway. No?
It's Piglet.
Hey, was that Piglet?
No, this is Piglet.
Kevin?
Yeah?
Does she go to your school?
No.
No. So does she know you?
No, I haven't gotten to talk to her yet. I'm thinking of getting involved in some kind of, like, church program to see if
sounds
like a good plan.
Do that. And keep working it. And when you talk to her, don't actually talk to her. Use a scratch pad. I want to go out.
Some people really are dying to call into this show. Yeah. And they'll just find
any reason.
There's a girl at church.
Kevin, go for it. Just go for it, you mother. Get the power of Satan in you and go up to her at church.
Talk Jesus.
Hello, this is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
All right, well, there you go. I'm going to thank Eddie K. Thomas for coming in here from America Pie 2.
Yeah. Thank you. It's just a thank you. Just a courtesy thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you,
even though
you had a miserable experience, it's just courtesy.
Oh, he enjoyed himself.
Oh, this is what I live for.
American Pie 2 out this Friday.
August 10th.
Yep. Seth Green will be in here tomorrow night. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. To heaven check, yeah. He's turning to Mr. Tudball.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.